Look,
everyone has their own challenges with homeschooling. I think the older kids are easier to homeschool than the younger ones, personally. Mm. We've got a 15-year-old, 13-year-old, and 7-year-old all being homeschooled.
Yeah.
And the older two are fine. The younger one, well, Gwen actually said the other day, she goes, "Rob, I feel like a short order chef at a strip joint at the moment."
Please explain. I'm all ears now. Well,
she's just cooking for him all the time. I said, "You're not dressed appropriately." This isn't about how Gwen feels about homeschooling.
No, no.
No, this is about the kids. So I had a win with Greta. I thought, instead of maths today, stuff that. Well, let's just go outside and do something else, because you've got to do activities with the 7-year-old because
their attention span, they can't
learn themselves, and you're not a teacher. So we went out and we made a list. We said we went for a walk around the block and we listed how many cars we saw, how many people we saw, how many dogs we saw, and how many birds we saw, and then made it into a bar chart.
Oh, brilliant.
That was unscripted.
Did you do that on the laptop?
No, on a piece of paper.
Oh, right. Okay, you haven't progressed that far. I'm just asking.
Mate, you've got to learn how to walk before you can learn how to fly.
Exactly. Anyway. So what happened?
And then I thought, this is great. So the next day I thought, I'm all over this math stuff. I'll do it again today. Don't worry. And Gwen, the short order chef.
The strip joint.
The strip joint. She said, yeah, great. Thanks. You can do the maths today.
Yeah.
And so I went, look, before we do that, Greta, how about we go down to the beach? So we went down to the beach for a surf in the middle of the school day.
Oh, she'd love that.
She did.
She didn't
want to get out.
No.
Didn't want to go back home, not back to school.
Yeah.
No way. So we were down there for ages. Finally, we got home and we sort of, things get in the way, and it was dinner time. And then the short order chef, Gwen, my wife,
at the strip joint,
said, "You haven't done the maths yet. You've got to do it.
Oh,
jeez,
no.
That's right. God, so I tried sitting a 7-year-old down after a full day, including surfing and a whole heap of activity, to do maths at 6 p.m.
Oh, bump, bump.
And it
broke
down. I thought I was on a run. We had a chart we were supposed to follow. We were supposed to add and subtract 10 from numbers and get the thing. I said, and she's counting on her fingers, going 1, 2, 3. I said, no, we're not going to use our fingers today. Yeah. You're going to use the chart next to the thing. That's what we're doing. Yeah. I don't use the chart, Dad. I count on my fingers. I went, oh, look, yeah, but that's the exercise. Yeah. That's what we're doing. I use my fingers. And she refused to use the chart. I said, come on. We're using the chart and that's it.
Oh, now you're getting angry. The teacher's getting angry.
At a 7-year-old.
Holy
And
geez.
Then she broke down. No, my teacher said, if we want to use our fingers, we can.
Oh, no. So did Mr. Palmer get sacked?
I haven't done that since.